Welcome to another edition of BJ Shea's Board Game Alliance. By the way, I am not Joey Deez. I am Vicky Barcelona, a.k.a. Deatrice District, distinctly determined, diabolically dangerous, defective, and dirty. Oh, there's more. Diminishing and displacing dollars.
I say that's ours, because...
Yeah, no, stop in the middle. I mean.
No, we'll see. Look.
We make the rules.
It cut off right there.
Uh-huh.
That's why. See, you're looking at my screen. It got cut off. I consider it null. No winner there.
Lots and lots of, caveats there.
Did she just asterisk our little game?
Yes, I did. Because I am in charge this week.
Oh, dang it. She's in charge.
Yes.
Dang it.
And with me, as always, we have Josh Utley of the Omega Gamers.
Hey, how's it going?
As well as Sean Epperson from Thing 12 Games.
Oh, hey.
And Josh.
Yes.
What's our contact info?
Well, you can just go to bjgeeknation.com. You get all the podcasts, blogs, interviews, videos, links, and more. Demon more.
Ooh, I like that.
You can also check out Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, radio.com, and iTunes. Just search for BJ Geek Nation.
And last week was all about PAX. This week, it's all about interviews.
I am really tired from PAX, so I would like to sit down and do interviews.
A while back, we talked to one of my really good friends, Rachel. She works over at C4 Labs, about an awesome Kickstarter they're doing. And we talked to her during Dragonflight Con.
Yes.
Yes.
Dragonflight Con 40.
40, yes.
And those dice trays are amazing, and I'm reaching out to her about a custom one because it's going to be blue, and I get blue, and that's just the way it goes. Sorry, if you want blue, get a tattoo. See, yep. It rhymed. I did things.
Nice. That's
so good. Hear all about it from Rachel. Hey guys, it's Vicky Barcelona from BJ Shea's Geek Nation, and I'm here, part of Board Game Alliance, and currently I'm at Dragonflight Con. I know it's been a couple weeks. You guys are probably like, oh, that was such a great con, but I do want to point out of a very awesome Kickstarter that you need to go kick right now. I ran into one of my really good friends, Rachel. Hey, and she apparently creates these amazing dice boards, and you do all of this yourself, correct?
Yes, me and we have a few other people on the team over at C4 Labs. So my friend Scott is one of the lead designers as well. And we just brought on another friend, Nathan, another comic book shop friend. So it's pretty cool. We're growing a little bit. And so between us, we're just making the designs and building them, cutting them.
How'd you get into doing that? Like what? Like you're like, I'm just going to start doing it.
It was more like a necessity. So like just playing D&D or going to just board game night, stuff like that. Just accessories, like, because I had access to the lasers, started making stuff, bringing them with, and then one thing became another, and everyone wanted something.
And then that's how the Kickstarter was born, and I believe Lexique Explorers Pack. Now, what is that for those who don't know?
This is one of the front designs, so it's designed to be just like a case that you can carry an entire character with to your game.
And it looks almost like one of the book covers with the zippers. My mom had one like this for her Bible back in the day.
Kind of very similar to that, totally, which Lexique does mean book in French, so that's where we got that. So there's a pocket on the side, you can fit like a mini notebook there for like, I mean, I'm a note taker when I play.
And is there going to be multiple designs or is this the main design?
There's going to be multiple designs. So there's two on the Kickstarter, and there's two colors. So there's this black and silver, and then also we have a gray one with black etching on it. So it's all two-toned. But the internals are the same. So you open it up, and you have your personal dice tray. You can fit 10 dice, and you can fit your spell cards, any cards, utensils, minis, all the things you pretty much need for your game, and zip it up and bring it with you.
And if you just go to Kickstarter and type in Lexique Explorers Pack, Lexique, because I can't spell worth beans, Lexique Explorers Pack.
Made it as complicated as possible for everybody to find us.
But it's such a cool name, and I love it.
I was trying to, it took forever to name it, too. The Explorers Pack was already given, and then I was like, it's going to be a line of things. And here we are.
And if anybody wants to buy any of the things that they've heard about today or saw today besides the Kickstarter, where can they go?
C4labs.com. So the letter C, number 4, labs.com.
And do you have like your own Instagram or anything you'd like to promote? You want people to follow you?
So on Instagram, we're C4 Labs Inc. And then on Facebook, it's just C4 Labs.
And is it C4 Labs Inc. as in I-N-C?
I-N-C, yes. I-N-C. So yeah, because regular C4 Labs was just taken.
Yeah. But yeah, you guys, seriously, go check out all these awesome things made by this lovely lady that I love.
Anyways. I'm so happy I ran into you.
Yeah, I know. It's so random.
It's so awesome.
Thank you so much again, Rachel. Definitely go check this out. They're such gorgeous. Like, I have one. I'm not even using it for dice right now. I'm using it for everything. So I might need to get a whole collection of them. Ooh. And have them all over my house. One for keys, one for my makeup, one for the 1,000 chapsticks I seem to acquire.
And they had like a 4-foot-tall dice tower.
Oh my God. It was amazing. So cool. It's like, you know, back in like college days when you had that one buddy who had the giant bong. This is kind of what it reminded me of, but nerdier and cooler.
Well, yeah, it's a gamer version.
Exactly. So definitely check this out. And like I said earlier, today is the day of interviews.
It is.
So we actually recently got a chat with our friends from Weta Workshop about the District 9 board game.
It's back.
With us today, we have Mark and Lee from Weta Workshop. How are you doing, guys?
Yeah, we're good. Happy to be here. Thank you for having us.
Perfect. So there were some issues with the District 9 board game, and now we are back. There's a couple of differences. Can you guys tell us a little bit about the relaunch?
Yeah, so the relaunch is going to be happening 4th of September. So not far, but leading up to that date, everyone's been really busy. We've been working on introduction to asymmetry rules for each faction. We've done a revamped board. So we've added more graphic style that matches more of the card art. And then we've decided to add some more sculpts, some cameos from characters in real life that we've decided to add into the game, additional ally cards, and additional equipment cards. Basically, quite a lot has happened since, I guess a lot has happened since then.
So the asymmetry on each faction, how are you bringing that in?
So what we decided is we explored asymmetry, like a unique ability for each faction. And then what we decided we want to give the power of options to our players. So instead of having one unique ability per faction and I guess having that you know, age-old argument of people always fighting over that one faction because it suits their playstyle or resonates with them, we decided to give different faction abilities in the terms of cards, which players can select as one of their custom loadouts before they start the game. So they have a range of options that could suit them, and they can choose one of those cards, and that's the faction, I guess, asymmetrical ability that they get for each faction.
Well, that's really nice, because that really fits the flow of the game, because in the previous version, I got a chance to play it. You really were building a very unique faction anyway throughout gameplay. So now being able to start off with that, that's really exciting.
Yeah, and it just also like adds to how you want to play, whether you want to be really aggressive and load up your car with units and allies, or whether you want to just put up defense and just move around the board and just, you know, weather the storm of hostile aliens and, you know, move around without taking a scratch.
Well, I've seen some pictures of people getting scanned in for their likeness. Is that for the minis or for the card arts and stuff?
So that is for both, but mainly for the minis. So one of the pictures that you would have seen is Richard Taylor, the co-founder of Weta Workshop. As our art director, we decided that he had quite a bit of, he had pivotal input in the making of District 9 and the creation of the world and the story. So we decided to scan him in and turn him into a miniature. And he'll be a non-playable character that will possibly be roaming around the board. Or he could be a district boost or an ally that you can earn in the game. So we've decided to scan his likeness and put him onto a miniature and make him a character.
Now, are you guys scanned in and are characters yourselves? Or if you're not, if you could pick any character to be scanned in as, who would you pick? Or what kind of character or race?
Ooh, there's so many characters. I'd actually, if I could be scanned in, I would possibly want to be a prawn. and I think I'd be, I guess I'd be one of the gangster prawns. These are the prawns that don't care about their own kind. All they care about is cat food. And from them dealing with the African gangsters in District 9, they've started to pick up some of their mannerisms and their attitudes. It starts to show in some of their sculpts, the way they hold the weapons.
And for those listening, by the way, when we say District 9, yes, this is based off the movie. So if you saw that movie, you love that movie, this is a game you're going to want to play. And Josh, who has played it, before a lot of these new updates, you really enjoyed playing the game, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For one, first of all, what draws you in is the table presence. Because these prawn sculpts, there's singles, doubles, triples, all on one, which is great table management, but it just looks amazing. And if it draws you in, that's the first step. Any game, that's the best step. And then the thematically, the way it plays out with Vickis running around, you don't get to play as Vickis, but you're watching his movie from different points of view. He's still the star of the movie. You're just seeing how the factions had to live within that world.
And like we were saying, there's been a lot of different changes now with the relaunch, as well as, like, you got 6 more district boost deployable allies, additional ally cards, additional equipment cards. I want to know, what is your guys' favorite new component to this game?
Our new component, one of the new components that we've added is some of the district boost allies. So mm-hmm. these are characters that you can earn in the game for pulling off really awesome feats, like the defeating a key character. It could be Kubus, or it could be Obisanjo, who are both characters that roam around the board. And one particularly that stands out for me is the Prawn Commando. And Gary, our sculptor, modeled his pose after Arnold Schwarzenegger in the movie Commando. So he's got a duffel bag and a gun slung over his shoulder, and pretty much this character is a one prawn army. So it doesn't matter how many prawns are in the district or in the same space, he'll always have a higher attack value than the number of prawns in there. And so basically it's like this one prawn that can wipe out everyone. And that's one of my favorite characters.
Oh, nice. Do you get to play him, or is he more of an NPC?
You get to play as him. So he is a character that you get to earn.
Nice. So yeah, he's what I need against Mechas.
If you're playing as a prawn, or if you're playing as the humans, you know, he's a gun for hire.
And I also heard that there's been revamped board art by Christian Pierce. Can you tell us a little bit about his style?
Yeah, definitely. His style is very articulated and detailed. His art style is, I guess the board art that he has created now matches the art style on the cards. Before, our board looked like a satellite top-down view of District 9 as a slum, mm-hmm. but now he's put a more detailed and fun illustrative style back into it. Very similar to Where's the Where's Waldo books. So there's little bits of detail that are just popping all over the board that bring that district to life. So we've got abandoned cars and they're all colored, you know, tanker trucks that have crashed, and you can see the inhabitants have like rounded up parts from it and arranged it to make little housing formations, barbed wire. So he's brought a lot of life to the new design.
Yeah, it's far more realistic than the previous version. I really like it. I really can't wait to play this new version.
And he's also like brought the culture into it. So for those who remember watching the film, you would have seen the prawns had like a little animal fighting cage where they get their little pet aliens to fight, and they were gambling. So you can start to see the little bits of their culture and their life happening in the district, and like you can start to see things that make out like what you saw in the film.
And again, this comes out September 4th, which is a Wednesday. This is something you're going to really want to check out. Where can people get more information?
People can get more information from our website.
So we've got the original Kickstarter page, but we're migrating people over to the new Kickstarter page, and that'll have all the new information, the updates, what's going into the game. But that goes live this week, so we'll start publicizing that a bit more.
If you're listening now, this will launch tomorrow on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. get in, get early, and let's unlock some stretch goals.
Hell yeah.
Any hints about stretch goals, or are we going to keep that secret for now?
We don't mean to twist your arm.
I think the pause that you're hearing here now leads us to believe that it might be secret.
Okay. Yes. Secret.
I'm going to assume it's going to be awesome.
Yes.
I guess without revealing too much, there's a lot that we made for the film 10 years ago. And, you know, we make all the props, we make the special effects, we send it away to the film set. Unfortunately, not everything that we've created can be included in the final cut for the film, but this board game is a really cool way to include a lot of the artwork that the technicians created. Just to show you guys some of the cool things that never ended up on screen.
Okay, well, that is awesome. And you got one backer right here.
And another.
And I know a lot of people, and we're going to try to get everyone backing as soon as possible.
Mostly because we need a lot of people playing this game.
Yes. Yeah, it's so nice. It draws the crowd right to the table.
No, but
we're hoping that we can draw in the the fans that have seen the movie and who aren't really aware that that movie is 10 years old now. So we're coming up on the 10 year anniversary. We've got some really cool minis, so hopefully we pull in the miniatures club. And for those who love to play board games, that's there for them as well.
We've got some cool add-ons. You know what those add-ons are?
So we've got add-ons which expand the factions that are involved. So we have we'd like to call them the Prawn Engineers. They're very much a faction of prawns that are dedicated to, preserving their technology and trying to find ways to get off Earth. So their stake in the game is to find alien technology as well. And the difference between them and the Prawn Gangsters is that they haven't traded their alien technology for human weapons. They're very much about using their alien technology to survive within the district. And the second, the sixth faction that we're adding to the game is the MNU Science Division. So for those who've seen the film, you would have seen that this group of scientists turned up and there was a guy with a flamethrower that cordoned off the area, and then he torched and exterminated any alien evidence. So we've got this faction that are running around trying to secure alien technology as well. So we've got two new factions that are going to be joining the mayhem that will be happening in the District 9 board game.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
Again, check it out. September 4th. We'll have links to this everywhere, so you can definitely back it. Thank you guys so much for joining BJJ's Geek Nation.
Again, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks again, guys. I really can't wait to play the new finished original, because I saw the original back at Comic-Con. Or not the original. Well, yeah, the original. I want to see the new one. It looks so cool. I can only imagine what it looks like finished.
I want the Commando Terminator Prawn. Commando Prawn. Prawndinator. I will come up with a better name.
Does it come with a side of steamed rice? Sorry, I keep hearing prawn. I think of prawns.
Well, I think you're supposed to.
I'm a little hungry.
I'm going to use that. The Mechas is going down.
But definitely check it out. The Kickstarter all goes down tomorrow. Sean, yes. I think it's time for a little quick starter.
Yes, indeed it is. And right now we're going to start off with Pixel Demon's Realm by Pixel Demon Studios. Pretty fitting.
I'm shocked.
Says what it says on the tin.
Why go complicated when simple works just fine?
Exactly.
Especially with us.
This is a really just a fantastic looking game. The art in this game is just crazy. It's really dark, really gothic. Essentially what you're doing in this game, these are tarot-sized cards, and you are binding demons using these cards that you have, and the cards either have numbers or they have symbols, and you're placing those cards on those demons to try and bind them by binding in the corners. Thing is, once you bind a demon, you flip it over, and now there's a curse that affects you for the rest of the game that kind of makes it more difficult for you to keep doing that, whatever you're trying to do. And everybody has a hidden objective that they're trying to meet. So there's a lot of player interaction, and the thing that really impressed me about this was the fact that they said it's going to arrive in 2019. They're promising to have this out. Based on everything they've said and the look of the game, it's all done. They're just, you know, as soon as the Kickstarter ends, if they're all funded and everything, then it's just going to go to print and send it out to people.
I believe you are underselling how great this art is.
It's incredible, gorgeous, right? I almost want to get two copies, one to play and one to put in frames and have it all over my house. It is awesome.
I want an uncut sheet.
Yeah, right? Totally. So right now, as of this recording, they're at 19K of 5.5K goal. So they're completely funded. They're really into stretch goal land. And yeah, and I can see why. It's just amazing production. And this is their first one, their first outing. So, you know, kudos to them for this. So definitely check this out. The base pledge for this is $29. Very reasonable. There is a $49 plague edition that comes with an expansion pack.
And I'm looking here, and it's 2 to 4 players, but it also includes a solo variant.
Yes, yeah, so
which is cool because sometimes you just don't have anybody to play with, or you need something to do, and solitaire is for the birds.
Well, there's definitely a large solo playing population out there, so having that as an option is always cool.
Plus, it's pretty.
Oh my god! And there's a level you come back to get them all foiled.
Yes. It's a little expensive, but it looks amazing. This is going to be ending on September 13th, Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
What else you got, Sean?
Next up is Queen Bee. So we're going to go the far opposite side of the spectrum from dark, scary, horror stuff to very light, very family accessible style. Very bright and colorful. Queen Bee is an award-winning family game, actually. And essentially, you've got a bunch of bees. You've got a queen bee, you've got worker bees, and there's a bit of territory control. Fantastic looking minis in this game. I was blown away by this. They've got really cool looking dice, and they have game trays in it, which kind of blew me away as well. Like, these guys really are trying to put out a really high quality looking game for being family accessible.
I'm a little confused. Like, if it already won awards, it's already out, why are they doing a Kickstarter?
Well, so it's not out yet.
Okay.
So they've won awards as far as like putting it out there, because you can actually put up unpublished games and still win awards on
them. Oh, I did not know that.
So the insert is a game trays with a Z insert, which they often do custom inserts for the game. They're honeycomb.
Yes.
They're awesome.
Now, the base game for this, base pledge for this one, is $29, but this just gets you, all the pieces are cubes, essentially. So you're going to have, like, the red player has red cubes, yellow player has yellow cubes. That's not the one you want. Come on, let's get real here. You want the $49 version, which comes with...
only $49.
$49! Now, wait, 60 minis in this game. That's insanity. Wow, it's just crazy. For only $49, that's just nuts. $59 will get you the 5 to 6 player expansion. So, I mean, incredibly affordable. They said it plays in 15 minutes per player, so, you know, very quick and snappy. I've been hearing lots of good things from this from other people that have actually had a chance to play it at some of the bigger conventions. So, definitely one people need to check out.
Dude, I'm checking out the backstory to this. It is so cute.
Right?
So it's Mike and Larissa have been married since 2005, and they have 5 little kids that daily destroy their house. And once the little ones are put to bed, Mike and Larissa enjoy working on projects and playing games together. So during their married life, their house has been the game night house, and they have had as many as 20 people over for game night, and they love playing games. Queen Bee has been a passion project for Mike and Larissa. The result was a pretty awesome game, in our opinion, that plays a fantastic 2 to 6 players. And it even feels different as each player's count level. Like, it's...
Nice.
I think that's sweet.
And these prices don't sting.
Ah!
Oh, God, nice. Get out of here. Away with you.
Now, as of this recording, they're currently about 12K of their 19K goal. So hopefully, by the time you're listening to this, get in there, try and help this fund. It's going to be wrapping up on September 19th as well.
The value here is amazing.
Yeah.
You can't beat these prices.
100%. Like, they're putting out a really, just an amazing game, an amazing quality for just, you know, pennies for what you're getting. I mean, it's just crazy good.
Woo! What else we got?
Last up, there's a very interesting story to this.
Okay.
So this is going to be, this is Evil Dead 2, the board game.
Okay.
Now, there's a bit of drama with the original version of this. Space Goat tried to do a Kickstarter. Things went awry, and nobody got their games, even though they really, really, really overfunded. Several years have gone by, and Jasco Games has come along and picked up the well, the license and the game, and so they put it on Kickstarter. I'll read a little bit about what they've done here. According to Jasko, we're doing something a little different. You may have seen news on this upcoming campaign. In collaboration with Lavender Studios, the Evil Dead 2 licensing group, and our other partners, we've come together to bring Evil Dead 2, the board game, back from the dead. While we have no association with the original creator of the first Evil Dead 2 campaign, Jasko Games has created this Evil Dead 2, the board game Kickstarter, as a love letter to the Kickstarter community and the fans of Evil Dead 2. We're calling this new type of campaign a heartthrob campaign. What that means is if the campaign successfully funds all of the other backers from the original campaign that everyone so passionately backed, we'll be able to get a free copy of the new Evil Dead 2 board game. You'll be able to search a link on their site, which will end up in the next couple of days, for their pledge vendor. This is for the original backers. Yeah, so basically, like, so, you backed the game.
So I didn't get my game, because yes. I did back it.
Right, so Josh backed it. Now, actually, I wasn't aware of this one at the time, so I didn't. Now, if I go in and back, I get a copy of the game. Josh will get a copy of the game as well.
Mm-hmm. So the money I've already spent, that's gone. They are doing a heartthrob, a save, a bailout, essentially.
That's awesome.
But yeah. They're not bailing out Space Goat. No. They're bailing out the backers who put the money up.
See, that's really awesome of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, so
when... I mean, because think about that. I mean, yeah. Like, Jasko picks up and, like, they just can't give out free copies to everybody. I mean, there's a very large, you know, money that goes into that. Their pledge level that they're trying to reach is 195K. Mm-hmm. Now, right now, they're at 52K, so they've got a ways to go. So,
as of the time of this recording.
Yeah, okay. As the time of this recording. So, definitely get in there and back... The other really cool thing, so this is an $80 MSRP game. Mm-hmm. Lots of minis, lots of really cool board tiles. Like, the game is really good, and it looks amazing. There's only one pledge level, because they want to really keep it simple, and it's $59. So even just, you know, if you really like Evil Dead, I mean, this game is just right in your wheelhouse. And that's a really good price, $59 for this, you know, kind of the bigger tabletop experience games. But not only are you getting this awesome game, but you're helping this whole, like, endeavor to try and, you know, fix a really unfortunate problem that kind of affected all the Kickstarter backers.
I'm looking at some of the game pieces. They are ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, this high-quality art, all the minis look amazing. Josh backed this, so, I mean, he's really into this as well. And
oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It is different than what it was before, but honestly, I think it looks better.
Well, the thing that I've actually had a chance to talk a little bit to them, and what they've done is they've tried to, you know, streamline the rules a little bit, fix some things that, you know, need a little tweaking or whatever, but it's more about, like, we want to put out a quality game, and we want to make sure that we're also doing right by the original backers as well. So, man, hats off to Jasko Games for just coming in and trying to, you know, rescue this for people.
Especially, like, I'm sure almost everybody here and probably listening has been screwed over by either a Kickstarter or, like, a local artist or something like that, which, one, should never deter you from helping small independent companies or artists or what have you, because we've all done that. So it's awesome to see that somebody's actually trying to do something good. So if it's something that you're interested in, you might as well help out somebody that's doing something awesome.
And this ends on Friday, September 13th.
Well, guys?
Quick note, we will update everybody on how our PAX and Dragonflight went on next week's episode. So until then, continue to play nice.